The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's a job that gets a bad rap and you're not really sure why? 1-800-330-9999. My friend's a lawyer, Carrie, and you know, the other day I was talking to her and she was like laughing. She's like, "I don't understand." She's like, "Sometimes I meet people and when I tell them I'm an attorney, they like kind of like, "Oh, yeah?"
Yeah.
And I think about it and it's true, cuz when you think of attorney, she's like, "People always think I'm sneaky." Like, What did I do to make you think that I'm sneaky?
Yeah, my brother's an attorney and my sister-in-law an attorney, both of them. And there's definitely a stigma that comes with it. You know what was eye-opening to me is Survivor's on the new season. And it's amazing to me the amount of people that are lawyers that lie about being a lawyer.
It's so weird.
They just tell them that there's something else because people play the game completely differently with them.
Whenever you're in trouble or you need help, you want the best, sneakiest lawyer possible.
That's true.
But
and there's a big difference between just the guy who went through law school or the person who went through law school and the person that is a little bit smarter.
Right.
But huge difference.
They get such a bad rap, and I don't 100% necessarily understand why.
Yeah, well, you need a lawyer when typically you're in trouble or you're in some situation. I'll give you one. Mechanic. Nobody trusts their mechanic. Nobody trusts their mechanic.
When they give you a price.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like the guy is just there. They're just there to keep your car on the road and safe. Like, I mean, I get things cost money. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
See, look at you. You don't even trust the mechanic. I say mechanic, you still don't trust him.
It doesn't. You're 100% right. No matter what price the mechanic says.
Any price.
My father will immediately be like, "I don't know, Anna.
Right.
You
right.
got to bring in somebody else."
Right.
It
right.
doesn't even matter what the price is. Ted, what do you think is a job that gets a bad rap?
Plumbers. Everyone always saying, you know, "I had a plumber at the house. This guy gets like 50, 60 bucks an hour. And he's just a plumber." But I would think, well, if he's just a plumber and why'd you need him? Because obviously you couldn't do the job yourself. You had to call them to come in and save the day. There's a reason they're getting $50, $60 an hour. Not a glamorous job. These guys are well paid for a reason.
I agree with that 100%. They get a bad rap, plumbers. $125. They didn't do anything. You know, it's always the same thing. Like, well, you called them. You needed them, clearly.
What stinks is it's always like an emergency, right? Nobody's sink or, you know, water stops at a convenient time where you call up and the plumber is just sitting there with nothing to do that day. "Oh, wouldn't you know, sir, we're running a special on backed up toilets." No, you got to pay the house call fee because they're coming out at like 2 a.m. And like you said, you don't see what they did because when there's no problem, it's all back in the wall. You're always unhappy with the plumber, but you're nowhere without the water.
Exactly.
Kayla, who do you think gets a bad rap?
I'm a cocktail waitress, so I think servers get a bad rap. When I tell people what I do, everyone's like, "Oh, how nice, you know, for you." It's like, I make really good tips. I only have to work 3 nights a week. Like, I'm good. You know, in terms of, like, work smarter, not harder, I'm doing it.
Yes. Yes.
I agree. Yeah. I think a lot of times if you're working a server at a certain job at a certain age or whatever, they feel like you're still trying to figure it out. Whereas, you know, you feel like you got it figured out.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Right. You put cocktail waitress in front of it. And I think that somebody immediately stereotypes you. And that's not fair.
All that matters at the end of the day is the math. If you got the money, forget it.
What is a job that just gets a bad rap and you're not really sure why? 1-800-330-9999. What's a job that gets a bad rap? One of my friends is a lawyer and she was complaining how everyone always thinks she's sneaky.
A lawyer? Gross.
Yeah, except that you really need her sometimes and she's really smart. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Joseph, job that gets a bad rap.
I think town workers get a pretty bad rep, you know? They think everybody thinks that they pay, their salary comes out of everybody's taxes, and the workers don't do anything, but we run around all day doing a lot.
You know what? I think the town jobs and city jobs are great jobs. Like, everybody wants those jobs.
But why, Raven?
Well, they are. It is a great job.
Why do you think that, Raven?
Well, here's the thing is that in my town.
Oh, here we go. You see? Here we go.
In my town, you got to call our department like 5 times to get something done. And I don't know why it always has to end with a threat to call the mayor's office.
Okay.
Like, I mean, come on. Help me out here.
That's a bad rap, see?
You're right.
And what's a job that gets a bad rap?
I think linemen, the people who work on the power lines, get a horrible rap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, they're always, you know, we think of them as smart people. We think of them as skilled individuals. But when the power is out, we think of them as the slowest people on the planet. Yeah. It's true.
Absolutely. My husband is a lineman, and the other day he came home and told me that an older gentleman wanted to sue them because his internet was not working.
Yeah.
Good.
And they tried to explain to him that internet is totally separate than the power lines that they're working on, right. But wasn't having it.
By the way, my internet is not working, and I would also consider suing your husband.
Elliot, what's a job that gets a bad rap?
I'll tell you this. I worked as a dishwasher through college, and no one took more crap in a restaurant than a dishwasher. We are underpaid. Yet, honestly, and I know this might be overrated or a biased take, what have you, but I truly think that if it wasn't for us, the entire restaurant would fall apart. You don't have clean dishes. What are you going to throw your food on? I mean, honestly.
It's accurate.
Wolf of Wall Street, tell me this pen. Sign your name.
You're going to try to serve it out on your hand?
Yeah. You're right. Supply and demand, buddy.
When you run out of clean wine glasses, everybody freaks out and it is a beeline to the dishwasher. You are 100% right.
There's 5 people in that tight room all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Right. John, what do you think? Who gets a bad rap?
I think tow truck drivers, but I'm talking about the AAA tow truck drivers, not the kind of drivers that show up when a cop gives you a ticket and once they get there, you're charged a day's storage. I mean, the guys that are actually out there helping people, not just towing cars for money.
How many laws have you broken that when you get pulled over by a cop, they call for a tow truck?
If your registration's bad, they can tow your car.
It used to be they don't do it around here anymore. Nowadays, they just let you go. Nowadays, a lot of times they don't even actually pull you over. If you speed away, they got to stop. So that's a different argument for a different day, I guess. But but you're right. I mean, the guys with AAA, you know why? Because we want them to be there instantly.
So happy to see them when they show up.
Yeah, as soon as the car breaks down or whatever, we pull out our phone and the app and we think they're going to be there in 2 seconds, and we forget that they might actually be on another call or whatever. But yeah, they're saviors when they get there.
Oh gosh, AAA has been a savior for me, but also I've been there where they've shown up in like 15 minutes, and it's been amazing, and I have sat on the side of the road for hours waiting for them.
Yep,
you never know what it's going to be. You never know.
But I think that when you just hear tow truck driver, somebody, you know, pictures somebody with like a crowbar in their hand, a little bit of grease smudged on their face, and they're, you know, trying to take your car the second you're parked somewhere else. And in reality, they're the people that show up, dig your car to the ditch that you just stupidly parked it in. They keep the road safe, and then they give you a ride home or to a place where you can get another car. I mean, they're really nice, actually.